Will you please turn to the book of Revelation?
请我们翻开启示录。
Chapter 21.
第二十一章。
Verses 2 and 3.
第二、第三两节。
Revelation chapter 21, verses 2 and 3.
启示录二十一章二三节。
And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of the heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice out of the heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with man, and he shall tabernacle with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, their God.
我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。我听见有大声音从宝座出来说：看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住。他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。
请我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
Lord, we do praise and thank thee.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
That thou hast gathered us together before thee.
你召我们聚在你自己的跟前。
We worship thee this morning.
早上我们敬拜你。
As we stand before thee, Lord.
当我们站在你面前的时候。
Lord, what thou hast to say to us?
主啊，你要向我们说什么话呢？
Speak, thy servants hear it.
主啊，请说，仆人们静听。
We commit this time totally over to you.
我们把这段时间完全的交在主的手中。
May thy Holy Spirit take charge.
求你的圣灵在这里掌管。
Speak to us.
向我们说话。
That we may follow thee.
叫我们能够跟从你。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉主耶稣宝贝的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for gathering us together again this morning.
感谢神叫我们早上再聚在一起。
I think by this time everybody should know what our theme is.
我相信大家到现在都知道大会的主题是什么。
Behold, the tabernacle of God is with man.
看哪，神的帐幕在人间。
And I was given the assignment.
我是被交付讲这一段。
To give you a general outline of this subject.
把这个主题做一个总纲。
So, many of the things that I will say probably you have heard already.
所以我要讲的可能你们已经听过了。
But the Bible said God speaks once and twice.
但是圣经告诉我们主一说再说。
So probably God would use this to encourage every one of us.
所以主要用着他的话来激励我们每一位。
Behold,The tabernacle of God is with man.
看哪，神的帐幕在人间。
This is a voice that came down from heaven.
这是从天上来的声音。
And whenever in the Bible you see the word behold,
当圣经里面每一次提到看哪，
that is God wants us to pay special attention.
这是神叫我们特别要留意的。
There is something which is of importance.
这是非常重要的事情。
And God wants every one of us to hear it.
神要每一位都能够听见。
Behold, the tabernacle of God is with man.
看哪、啊，神的帐幕在人间。
What a tremendous statement this is！
这实在是一个极大的宣告。
If we understand what this statement is，
如果我们真是明白这句话的意思
，we will see that this is the fulfillment of God's eternal purpose。
你就会看见这是神永远旨意的完成。
Even before the foundation of this world,
在创世之前,
God has purposed a purpose.
神就定下了这个旨意。
And this is the purpose that God has purposed before the foundation of the world.
这就是神在创世之前所定下的旨意。
Behold, the tabernacle of God is with man.
看哪、啊、神的帐幕在人间。
In spite of all the difficulties,
虽然我们有那么多的艰难。
In spite of the failures of men,
人有那么多的失败。
God never fails.
神永远不失败。
And eventually, what God has purposed before the foundation of the world will be fully realized.
最后神在创世之前所定下的那旨意要完全的成就。
And for this, we bow ourselves in worship.
为此，我们俯伏敬拜他。
There is nothing for us to boast of.
我们没有什么可以夸口的。
Because it is all of God.
因为都是从神来的。
It is His doing.
都是他所做的。
And we are the vessels.Of His mercy.
我们是蒙怜悯的器皿。
So it ought to draw from us.
所以从我们里面要带出来的。
A thanks of thanksgiving and gratitude.
就是我们对他的感谢与感激。
And this is the attitude when we approach this subject.
这是我们应该有的态度，特别是在这个。主题的跟前。
Now, in order to give an outline of this statement,
为了要在这一句话，我要做一个大纲式的宣讲。
We have to go back to the very beginning.
我们要回到起初。
Even before the foundation of the world,
在创世之前。
As you open the Bible.
当我们翻开圣经的时候
The first word you heard
第一句话你听到的
In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth
起初神创造天地
That is the beginning of the heavens and the earth
这是天地的起头
We do not know how far awayIt is.
我们不知道是多久之前的事情。
But we do know one thing.
但是我们知道一件事。
When God created, He never does anything half done or undone.
我们的主他所创造的不会是做了一半或者不会做成就的。
When He created, it is created done.
当他创造的时候就都成了
So we know that in the beginning
所以说起初
When God created the heavens and the earth
当神创造天地
The heavens and the earth are done according to His will
天地被造完全是跟着他的旨意
And no will is so perfect as God's
没有任何的旨意像神的旨意那么的完全。
So the Bible tells us,
圣经告诉我们
，In the former world, God has created.
在最起初，神创造了。在前一个世界，神创造。
At that time, the highest of His creations were angels.
那个时代。神创造最高等的乃是天使。
We as human beings were not there yet.
那个时候人还不存在。
And the Bible tells us.
圣经告诉我们。
In Job.
在约伯记里面。
It says, when God lays the foundation of the world.
当神立天地根基的时候。
The morning star sang together.
哦，晨星在那里歌唱。
The sons of God sings in worship.
神的众子在那里敬拜。
In other words,
换一句话说,
the sons of God are the angels that God has created.
神的众子就是神所创造的天使。
So the angels were there to worship God.
那个时候天使在那里敬拜神。
And of the angels,
哦，从天使出来的。
The first and the foremost angel, Lucifer,was created.
哦，在那个时候，头一个最大的天使路斯佛被创造。
He is a brilliant star.
他是明亮之星。
Now we know these things from the Word of God.
我们从神的话里面知道这些。
In because in Ezekiel 28.
因为在以西结二十八章里面告诉我们
，We find that when God was speaking of the king of Tyre，
当神在那里向推摩王说话的时候
，It is something, it is a description that no human being can have。
那一个形容是其他是人所不能够达到的那个光景。
Maybe it's better.For us to look at it.
或者我们看一看以西结二十八章。
Ezekiel 28.
以西结二十八章。
Verse 11.
十一节。
Ezekiel 28 verse 11.
以西结二十八章十一节。
And the word of Jehovah came unto me, saying,
耶和华的话临到我说，
Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyre, and say unto him, Thus says the Lord Jehovah.
人子啊，你为推罗王作起哀歌说，主耶和华如此说。
Thou who sealest up the measure of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty.
你无所不备，智慧充足，全然美丽。
Thou wast in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardius.The topaz, and the diamond, and the chrysolite, and the onyx, and the jasper, and the sapphire, and the carbuncle, and the emerald, and gold.
你曾在伊甸神的园中佩戴各样宝石，就是红宝石、红碧玺、金刚石、水苍玉、红玛瑙、碧玉、蓝宝石、绿宝石、红玉和黄金。又有精美的骨笛在你那里，都是在你受造之日预备齐全的。
The work of manship of thy timbers and of thy power pipes was in thee. In the day that thou hast created were they prepared.
就是又有精美的，都是在你受造之日预备齐全的。
Verse 14.
第十四节。
Thou wast the anointed.Covering cherub.
你是那受膏遮盖约柜的基路伯。
I believe by now we all know what this means.
我们到现在都知道这个意思了。
Because in the ark and the mercy seat.
因为在约柜跟上面的施恩座。
We find there are cherubims that cover.The mercy seat.
其上有基路伯在那里盖着施恩座。
And I have set thee, so thou wast spent upon the holy mountain of God, thou didst walk up and down in the midst of the stones of fire.
我将你安置在神的圣山上，你在发光如火的宝石中间往来。
Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou hast created.
你从受造之日所行的都是完全。
So this was a description of the archangel Lucifer.
这个就是对于天使长路西佛的形容。
But unfortunately, we find until unrighteousness was found in thee.
但是很可惜的，我们看到在他当中查出不义。
By the abundance of thy traffic, they fill the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore have I cast thee as profane from the mountain of God, and have destroyed thee.
因你贸易很多，被强暴的事充满，以致犯罪。所以我因你亵渎圣地，就从神的圣山驱逐你。
O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire, thy heart was filled, lifted up, because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I have cast thee to the ground. I have laid thee before kings, that they may behold thee.
我已将你从光如火的宝石中除灭，你因美丽心中高傲，又因荣光败坏智慧，我已将你摔倒在地。
And will you please turn to Isaiah chapter 14?
我们再翻到以赛亚书第十四章。
In Isaiah chapter 14,
在以赛亚十四章里面，
when the Lord was speaking about the king of Babylon,
当主在这里说到巴比伦王的时候，
suddenly, in verse 12,
突然在十二节的时候，
he mentioned something that is beyond any human being could be.
他在那里提到是一些超越人的一个形容。
And he mentioned even the name of that fallen angel Lucifer.
他甚至提到这个堕落的天使路西佛。
How art thou fallen from heaven, Lucifer, son of the morning? Thou art cut down to the ground. Thou didst prostrate the nations.
明亮之星，早晨之子啊，你何仅从天坠落？你这功败列国的，何竟被砍到地上。
And thou didst say in thy heart, I will ascend into the heaven. I will exalt my throne before the stars of God, and I will sit upon the mountain of assembly in the recesses of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds.I will be like the Most High.
他说，你心里曾说，我要升到天上，我要高举我的宝座在神众星之上，我要坐在聚会的山上，在北方极处，我要升到高云之上，我要与至上者同等。
Nonetheless, art thou brought down to Sheol, to the recesses of the pit.
然而你必坠落阴间，到坑中极深之处。
So, this is the story in the former heavens and earth.
这个就是在前一次天地所发生的事情。
Here you find Lucifer, the brilliant star, because of his talents.Because of all the power that God has given him, he was corrupted.
这就是看到头一次神所创造的天使长，因着他的智慧，因着他的美丽， 他里面出现了败坏。
He was not satisfied with what God has created him.
他不因着神这样造他里面有满足。
He wanted to take the place of the Son of God.
他要与神的儿子夺取他的地位。
And because of this, he was punished.
因着这样的败坏，他被惩治。
And he was driven out of the third heaven.
他从三层天上被打下来。
And probably at that time, the earth was under his control.
那个时候，地可能是在他的管辖之下。
And for this reason, the earth was in ruin.
为此，地就在那里完全的毁坏。
So this is what you find in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2.
这就是创世纪第一章第二节发生的事情。
And the earth has become waste and void.
地就成为空虚混乱。
The earth was filled with waters.
云面黑暗。
And the earth has lost its purpose.
地就失去了它被造的意义。
Now we do not know how long this exists.
我们不知道这件事情经过多久。
But we call it the Ice Age.
我们称为冰川时代。
But whatever God has purpose in his heart.
但是在神在他心中所定的旨意。
He never gave up.
他永远不会放弃。
No matter what happened, you'll find God always overrule.
不管什么事情发生，你看到神一直在那里掌权。
So you find in Genesis how the Spirit of God brooded over the face of the deep.
所以你就在创世纪里面看到说神的灵运行在水面。
In other words, God wants to restore the earth to be habitable.
换一句话说，神要恢复地成为可居住的。
So God used 6 days to restore the earth to be habitable.
所以神用6天恢复地，叫它成为可居住的之地。
Now why did God do that?
为什么神这样做？
Because he wanted to create man.
因为他要造人。
Why did he want to create man?
为什么他要造人呢？
How did he create man?
他如何的造人呢？
We find it is really amazing.
我们发现这实在是非常的奇妙。
When God created all things,
当神造万物的时候，
He just spoke a word and it was done.
他说话，说一句话就成就了。
But this is not the way He created man.
但这不是他造人的过程。
You find that first he had a thought.
首先他有一个心意。
That he wanted to create man according to his own image and his likeness.
他要照着他们的形象样式来造人。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
What does the word image mean?
这个形象的意思是什么呢？
Probably in our idea, the image speaks of the outward form.
对我们来讲，形象好像就是外面的样子。
But actually that word image means that inward quality.
其实形象乃是讲在内在的品质。
God wanted to create man in his own image.
神要造人照着他的形象
，with his own character in them，
是把他的性情在造在其中。
So we find that God created man according to his image。
所以我们就看到神造人是照着他的形象。
And in Genesis chapter 2, you find he created。
在创世纪第二章，你就看到他造人。
First, God used the Mother Earth and form a body.
首先，神用地上的泥土造一个身体。
And then he breathed his breath into its nostrils.
然后他有生气吹在他鼻孔里。
The breath of God becomes the spirit of man.
神吹的气息就成为人的灵。
And the Bible said the man becomes a living soul.
所以圣经里面告诉我们说，他就成了有灵的活人，一个活的魂。
In other words, when the spirit, the breath of God formed the spirit of man.
当神的气息形成了人的灵。
And it touched with the body of man.
就遇到碰到神的人的身体。
That produced another element called the soul.
就形成了另外的一部分就是魂。
So the Bible said man becomes a living soul.
所以圣经说人就成为一个活的魂。
But in our Chinese Bible,
在中文圣经里面说，
you find it is more than that.
说到好像更进一步。
Man becomes a living soul with a spirit.
他就是说到他就成了一个有灵的活人。
So you find man is made up of spirit, soul, and body.
所以你就看到人是有灵、魂、体三部分。
God is spirit.
神是灵。
How can you communicate with God?
你怎么能够与神有交通呢？
Except you have a spirit.
除非你有灵。
You remember many years ago.
你记得多年以前。
When the Russian cosmonaut went to air.
当苏联的太空人到天上太空的时候。
And he came back and said.
他回来就说。
There is no God.
没有神啊。
I have been to space.
我上到太空。
I look around, I cannot see God.
我在那里看不到神啊。
You know, this is ridiculous.
你这是岂有此理的说法。
How can a human eyes see God?
人的眼睛怎么能够看见神呢？
Because God is spirit.
因为神是灵。
You have to use your spirit to contact God.The spirit.
你要用你的灵去接触是灵的神。
So thank God, man is made spirit and soul and body.
感谢神，人是有灵魂体的。
And then God put man in the Garden of Eden.
所以神把人放在伊甸园里面。
To enjoy all the fruit trees.
去那里享用一切的果树。
And in the midst of the garden there is one tree.
在园中有一棵树。
The tree of life.
生命树。
It symbolizes that there is the life of God there.
在那里代表了神的生命在其中。
Even though God has given man life.
虽然神把生命给了人，
But it is only a human life.
但只是人的生命。
But because God created man with a spirit.
因为神造人有灵。
So he wants to put his own life in the spirit of man.
他要把他的生命放在人的灵里。
You see how glorious is the thought of God.Concerning man.
你就看到神在人心中这个旨意是多么的荣耀。
He wants us to have his own life in us.
他要他的生命进到我们里面。
That we may have communication with God.
我们能够与他有交通。
That we may grow up in his stature.
我们能够长成他的身量。
And be able to be a tabernacle to him.
叫我们能够成为他的居所，他的帐幕。
This is the original thought of God.
这是神起初的心意。
Then God put man in the Garden of Eden.
神把人放在伊甸园子里。
All the fruit trees in that garden.
在园中有各样的果树
，for the food of human body，
是人身体的食物。
And in the midst of the garden, the tree of life，
在园中有生命树。
God offered His own life to man，
神把他自己的生命要给人。
But by the side of that tree of life，
但在生命树的旁边
，is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil，
有一棵分别善恶树，知识善恶树。
Many people say this is a bad tree，
说这是一棵坏的树。
Brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹们
，Do you think God would plant a bad tree in the Garden of Eden？
你相信神会把一棵坏的树种在伊甸园子里面吗
？Of course， because we have know the story。
当然，是因为我们知道后面的故事。
So we know it's a bad tree。
所以我们说这是一棵坏树。
But actually， it is a better tree than all the other trees except the tree of life。
其实它比其他的果树都好，只是没有生命树好。
Why？
为什么
？Because it is the food of the soul。
因为这棵树的果子乃是魂的食物。
The tree of life is the food of the spirit。
生命树是灵的食物。
The tree of the knowledge of good and evil。Is the food of the soul.
分别善恶树的果子乃是魂的食物。
God put these two ways before man.
神把这两条路放在人的跟前。
Whether you want to eat the tree of life and live by his life.
不管你要选择吃生命树，根据他的生命而活。
And live for him.
为他而活。
Live for him glory.
为他的荣耀而活。
Or you want to choose the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
或者你要选择分别善恶树。
To develop your soul.
去发展发挥你自己的魂。
To make you proud of yourself.
叫你自以为骄傲。
Independent of God.
向神宣告独立。
Even declare yourself as God.
哦，你自己宣告。说我是神。
So these two ways are were put before man.
这两条路摆在人的跟前。
And not only that.
不单只这样。
But God put man in the Garden of Eden with a purpose.
神把人放在伊甸园里还有一个旨意。
It is not just eat and drink.
并不光光是吃吃喝喝而已。
God wanted him to till and to guard.
神叫他在那里看理。管修理看守。
God wants man to use man to improve things God has created.
神要在那里用人来叫他所创造的更好。
And also, God wants man to guard the garden.
神还要人在那里看守保护这个园子。
Now why is it so?
为什么这样呢
？Because outside the garden. There was the enemy.
因为在原子之外有仇敌。
Lucifer.
穆斯佛。
The rebellious angel.
那个背叛的天使。
He is outside of that garden.
他是在那个原子外面。
And he sought to enter into the garden.
他想办法要进到原子里面。
To tempt man.
去试探人。
So it was the duty of man to guard the garden.
所以是人的责任要保护园子。
It was a garden without walls.
这个园子是没有墙的。
Therefore, man was to be that wall.
所以人要成为那一堵墙。
How powerful was man created?
神造人是那么有能力的。
He can guard a big garden.
他能够保护这个这么大的园子。
But unfortunately,
但是很可惜的。
God wanted to use man to defeat his enemy.
神要用人击败他的仇敌。
You know, for God to use his breath to put Satan to death, that's an easy thing.
神可以吹口气就叫仇敌完全的消失。
But he got no glory out of it.
但是这样他做他得不着荣耀。
Like a big man beating a little child.
好像一个大人打小孩一样。
What's the glory of it?
这个人有什么荣耀？
But for the glory of God.
为了神的荣耀。
God wanted to use a little lower than the angel.
神要比天使微小一点的。
To beat the enemy.
去击败仇敌。
And it is for the glory of God.
是为了神的荣耀。
So dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
from the very beginning, God created man with a purpose.
从起头神造人的时候就有这样的旨意。
On the one hand, he wants to dwell among men.
一面他要住在人当中。
On the other hand, he wants to use man to defeat his enemy.
另一面他要用着人来击败他的仇敌。
But unfortunately,
很可惜的,
we know the story.
我们知道这个故事。
How they did not do their duty.
人没有尽他们的责任。
They did not guard the garden.
他们没有看守好园子。
They allowed the enemy to come into the garden.
他们容让仇敌进了园子。
And another thing is,
另外一件事,
the husband and wife are supposed to be together.
他们夫妻两个应该一直在一起的。
Now, somehow they were separated.
不知道为什么他们分开了。
And Eve was tempted to look at the forbidden tree.
夏娃就被这个禁果的树上的果子来吸引。
And she was tempted by the enemy.
她就受了仇敌的试探。
And finally, we find man failed.
我们就发现最后人失败了。
But dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
again we find that man may fail, but God never fails.
我们看到人虽然失败, 神永远不失败。
So we find even God has to punish man.
所以你就看到神在那里要惩罚人。
If they were chased out of the garden,
他们被逐出伊甸园。
And yet God made provision for them.
神也为他们有预备。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
we who are the descendants of Adam and Eve,
我们这些亚当夏娃的后代,
we all inherited their character.
我们都接受了他们的性情。
No matter how good you feel about yourself,
不管你自己认为你多好啊。
We were all sinners in the eyes of God.
在神面前我们都是罪人。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
God's thought concerning man is so noble.
神在人身上的心意是那么样的尊贵。
In spite of the sinful nature of man,
人虽然有这么犯罪的罪性。
As we read human history,
当我们读到人类历史的时候,
we find God again and again try to restore man to what he should be.
我们就发现神一再的要恢复人，能够恢复到他应该有的样式。
To make the story short,
长话短说。
We find how God used Abraham.
我们就看到神如何的用亚伯拉罕。
God commanded him to leave Ur of Chaldea.
神命令他离开加勒底的吾尔。
And to leave his own home.
离开他的父家。
And to go to where God has called him.
然后就到神呼召他所去的地方。
And by faith, Abraham believed.
亚伯拉罕因着信，他接受。
And he followed the Lord.
他跟从了主。
He has his ups and downs.
他有他高低的光景。
But God continued to lead his way.
神不断地引导他。
And out of Abraham, God raised up a family.
从亚伯拉罕神兴起了一个家族。
And out of the family, God raised up a nation.
从这个家族神兴起了一个
国家。And God used Moses to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt.
神用着摩西把以色列人带出埃及。
he brought them to the border of Canaan.
他把他们带到迦南的边界。
And our brothers have already mentioned this.
我们的弟兄已经提过了。
How they did not believe God.
因着他们的不信。
They refused to go in.
他们不能够进入。
So they had to wander in the wilderness for 38 years.
所以他们在旷野漂流了38年。
And what is the story of those 40 years in the wilderness?
那40年在旷野是什么事情呢？
God has already commanded them to build a tabernacle for him.
神在那里已经命令他们要为他造会幕。
Our brothers have already mentioned that.
我们的弟兄们已经提过。
God wanted to dwell with them.
神要与他们同住。
God is holy.
神是圣洁的。
But they are unholy.
他们是不圣洁的。
God cannot dwell directly in them.
神不能够直接住在他们当中。
So God commanded them to build a tabernacle for him.
所以神就吩咐他们要为他造圣所。
You see how eager was God to dwell among his people.
你就看到神是多么的迫切要住在人中间。
To be a blessing to them.
成为他们的祝福。
But human condition was such.
但是人的光景是那么糟糕。
Again and again they rebel against God.
他们一再的背叛神。
They wandered in the wilderness for 40 years.
他们在旷野漂流了40年。
Outwardly they carry the tabernacle of God.
外面他们带着神的约柜。
But when you read Acts chapter 7,
当你读到使徒行传第七章的时候，
you see the testimony of Stephen.
你就看到斯提凡的见证。
And then in chapter 7, verses 42, 43.
在使徒行传七章42-43节。
But God turned and delivered them up to serve the hosts of heaven. As it is written in the book of the prophets, have ye offered me victim and sacrifices 40 years in the wilderness, O house of Israel.
神就转眼不顾，任凭他们侍奉天上日月星辰，正如先知书上所说，以色列家，你们40年间在旷野，岂是将牺牲和祭物献给我吗？
Yea. He took up the tent of Moloch and the star of your God Rephim, the forms which he made to do homage to them, and I will transport you beyond Babylon.
你们抬着摩洛的帐幕和米凡神的星，就是你们所造为要敬拜的像，因此我要把你们迁到巴比伦外去。
So here you find even in the wilderness.
所以我们这里看到在旷野。
When they were under discipline.
当他们在那里被管教的时候。
And yet they did not turn totally to God.
他们没有完全的回转归向神。
But again by the grace and mercy of God.
借着神的恩典跟怜悯。
God led them into the promised land.
神把他们带进了应许地。
But what happened when they were in the promised land?
当他们进到应许地之后呢？
You find in the book of Judges.
我们就发现在士师记里面。
You find the conclusion of the Holy Spirit concerning their hundreds of years under the Judges.
你就发现圣灵在那里对他们在士师记一百这些年日里面的结论是什么呢？
God said,
神说，
Everyone does what is right in his own eye.
说那人他们个人任意而行。
There is no king among them.
那时以色列中没有王。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
In spite of such condition,
虽然在这样的光景底下，
God still in his mercy work upon them.
神在他的怜悯底下仍然在人中间做工。
And God raised up David,
神在那里兴起了大卫，
A man according to God's heart,
是体贴神心意的人，
Who shall do all his will.
他行了他一切的旨意。
In spite of the failures of David,
虽然大卫是有那么多的失败，
And yet God raised him up,
神兴起他，
Because his heart is towards his God.
因为他的心是向着神的。
And David had a heart for a place for the ark of God.
神为了大卫，为了神的约柜，他起意要为他建。
Because the ark of God at that time represented the presence of God.
因为当时约柜是代表了神的同在。
So you find David's heart was towards the ark of God.
你知道神的大卫的心是那样向着约柜。
So when he became king,
当他做王之后，
he moved the ark of God to Jerusalem.
他把约柜搬迁到耶路撒冷。
And then he had a heart to build God a house.
他有心起意为神建殿。
God was pleased with his desire.
因着这样的心意，神非常的喜悦他。
But God said, because you have shed too much blood.
但是神说，你流了太多人的血。
You will be a misrepresentation.
你把我代表错了。
And so God said, your son will build my house.
神说，你的儿子可以为我建殿。
And we find when Solomon was raised up.
就发现当所罗门被兴起的时候。
And then he built the temple.
他为神建殿。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
through the history of the children of Israel,
我们在以色列人的历史里面，我们看到，
we can see God's heart.
我们看到神的心意。
That God wanted to dwell among men.
神要住在人的中间。
How much he wants to dwell among men.
他多么的要住在人的中间呢？
In spite of man's condition,
虽然人的光景是那样，
he again and again tried to live among men.
他一再的尝试住在人中间。
But unfortunately,
哎，很可惜，
man's condition was so,
人的光景是那个样子。
That eventually the nation of Israel was destroyed by Babylon.
最后以色列国灭在巴比伦手中。
Jerusalem was destroyed.
耶路撒冷被毁。
The temple in Jerusalem was destroyed.
圣殿被毁。
From that time onward,
从那个时候开始，
During those 70 years of captivity,
那七十年被掳的时间，
we find God was never called the God of the heavens and of the earth.
那个时代神就不能够再称为天地的神。
He was only called the God of the heavens.
他只能够说他是天上的神。
Why is it so?
为什么这样？
Because he had no testimony upon this earth.
因为他在地上没有了他的见证。
What a tragic it was.
这是多么大的悲剧。
But God again in his mercy,
但是因着神的怜悯，
After 70 years,
七十年之后，
he allowed the Persian king Cyrus to allow the children of Israel to go back to Israel, to Jerusalem, to rebuild the temple.
神允许借着波斯王允许以色列人归回建圣殿。
We would think that all Israel would rise up and return.
我们想应该整个以色列会起来回归。
But no.
不是。
Only a remnant responded.
只有一部分的渔民来回应。
Because during the time of captivity,
因为在被掳的日子，
the children of Israel were allowed to live peacefully.
以色列人在被掳之地，他们过得平安的日子。
And they could build their own houses.
他们自己盖自己的房子。
And more than that,
不单止这样。
They build up their businesses.
哦，他们在那里有自己的买卖。
So who wanted to go back to Jerusalem?
谁愿意回耶路撒冷呢？
It is a ruined city.
那是一个被毁的城市。
Surrounded by the enemies.
哦，周围有仇敌的包围。
So people thought of themselves.
哦，人在那里为自己着想。
They would rather stay in Babylon in captivity.
他们情愿住在被掳巴比伦之地。
Only a remnant.
只有那些渔民。
Whose spirit was stirred by God.
他们的灵被神来挑起。
They were willing to forsake everything.
他们愿意放弃一切。
Go back to a ruined city.
回到那个被毁的城市。
To rebuild the temple of God.
去重建神的圣殿。
That God may have a name upon this earth.
叫神能够在地上他的名再次被纪念。
So we find they went back.
所以他们回归。
And in difficulties, they build up the temple.
在艰难的日子，他们重建圣殿。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
That is the story we find in the Old Testament.
这是在旧约我们看见的故事。
When we heard such history,
当我们听到了这样的历史，
what will be our inward reaction?
我们心中的回应应该是怎样呢？
Will it in somehow reflect our own condition?
这是不是就叫我们看到我们的光景呢？
How often we think of ourselves more than thinking of the testimony of God.
多少时候我们只是顾到自己而没有想到神的见证。
How we think of our own families instead of the house of God.
我们只是想到自己的家庭而没有顾念到神的家。
I think the past history should be a reflection upon us.
我相信这过去的历史也成为我们的写照。
I believe God leave such history to us is to remind us.
神把这些的历史留下给我们，为的是提醒我们。
Naturally, we are no better than the Israel of old.
其实我们不比以色列人好。
God's purpose never changes.
神的旨意永远不改变。
It is still his desire to dwell among his people.
他要住在他的百姓当中，这仍然是他的心意。
And by the grace of God, that we may be a people who has a heart for him.
因着神的恩典，我们可能会成为那些有心向着神的人。
Like David's heart.
像大卫的心。
That we may be thinking of his tabernacle.
我们在那里想到他的帐幕。
That we are willing to give up everything for that tabernacle.
我们愿意为了那个帐幕放下一切。
That the tabernacle may be soon be completed.
让神的帐幕能够被建造完成。
So God say, Behold,The tabernacle of God is with man.
所以神说，看哪，神的帐幕在人间。
Now this morning, we'll just leave here.
我们早上我们就讲到这里。
Let us pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Lord, we pray that somehow we may see thy heart.
主啊，愿意我们能够看到你的心意。
How long we have thought only of ourselves?
多少时候我们只是顾到自己？
We neglect that thou hast such a glorious purpose concerning us.
我们忽略了你在我们的身上有那么荣耀的旨意。
Thou hast built it with a purpose.
你造我们是有那样的旨意。
Lord, we are not here for ourselves.
我们今天活着不是为了我们自己。
We are here, Lord, for thyself.
我们活着是为了你。
May thy love continue to constrain us.
愿你的爱继续的激励我们。
As we think of what happened to the children of Israel.
当我们看到以色列人所发生的事情。
We may not go the same way.
我们不愿意走他们的路。
By thy grace, we may be a people who return to thee.
靠着你的恩典，我们愿意成为归向你的人。
To build the house of God.
建造神的殿。
That thou mayest be satisfied.
让你的心能够满足。
Do not allow us to be satisfied before thou art satisfied.
不要在你得这满足之前，我们里面有任何的满足。
Oh, dear Lord.
亲爱的主啊。
Have mercy upon us.
怜悯我们。
We ask in thy name.
我们奉你的名祷告。
Amen.